Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. Amen. I thank God for you and you joining me here on this morning. As I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. We sing the song, "This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Amen. It wasn't that alarm clock that woke you up this morning. It wasn't that person that shrugged you and told you to get up, but it was Jesus. It was the Lord that woke you up this morning. And whenever we get up, amen, we owe God a praise. Not only did he wake you up, but somebody was able to get up. There may have been a person that was at woke up but was not able to get up. And if you're able to get up, you owe God a praise. And so I'm just excited to be here on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. And I thank God for you and you. You're listening by whether it be in your office, your car, or your home, listening by way of radio. Good morning to you, and I thank you for joining me here. You're not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment, so don't touch that dial. God has a word for you on today. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I love you. She is my spiritual mom. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. I love you as well, my spiritual father, and as well to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job. I love you, a powerful woman of God, a powerful prayer warrior, a woman that can bring forth the word. And I thank God for those three people, amen, in my life. And sure, there's others as well, amen. And I thank God for my church family. Thank God for those that take time out and listen to me on every Tuesday. And I just want to send a shout out to our church as well, where our pastor is none other than the aforementioned Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Amen. If you don't have a church home, come to our church, join in and visit us. Our order of services are Sunday mornings. Our Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins at about 11:40, 11:45-ish. Tuesday night Bible studies are at 7 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services are at 7 p.m. as well. So again, if you don't have a church home, come out, fellowship with us. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus, because he alone is worthy of the praise. We come to clap our hands, we come to stomp our feet, and we come to have a good time in the Lord. Because he said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. You want to get people to come to the Lord, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Tell everybody that he lives. He lives. And again, as I stated, I believe on last week, we're in the Christmas season. It's not about Santa Claus. Amen. It's not about buying gifts and different things. But the main thing is that Jesus is the reason for the season. Again, we don't know the exact date and season in which he was born, but we do know that he was born. Amen. And we do know that he lives. How do I know? Because he lives in me. I can feel him in my hand, feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day of your miracle. Amen. You've tuned in at the right time. As I stated earlier, you're not here by divine, you're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. You're at the right place at the right time with the right word, because the Lord said that his word will not return void, for it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Amen. And so we thank God again for you and you. Thank God for the service that we had on this past Sunday. Amen. God just showed up. Amen. And just had his way. And so we thank God for the service that went forth on this past Sunday. Amen. God is good. and he is worthy to be praised. So without further ado, I'm going to go into a word from the Lord that he has given me. Amen. Can be found in Matthew 6. Amen. And chapter 6. And I'm going to read into your ears from verses 28 down to verse number 33. Again, that's Matthew 6, verses 28 through 33. And it simply says, "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his right and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to gather here again today. I thank you, Father, for blessing me to get up this morning and having the use of my limbs, being able to walk, talk, move, amen, and have my being. God, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly that you have given me this platform to be able to speak unto your people. But Lord, you said that even in that we would do greater things. We know that we can do no more than you, but we have the ability to reach more people. But Lord, when you on this earth, God, there was no radio. There was no social media. But God, I thank you for blessing me to be able to have this platform, to be able to speak unto your people. But Lord, I know that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. And God, and I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. And as I think about this particular text that I just read to you, I wanted to ask a question this Christmas season. Are your priorities straight? Are they in order? I want to deal from the thought from verse number 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Are your priorities in the right place? Have you made God and the things of God your top priority? I'm reminded of Mary and Martha, and Jesus went to Martha's house, and when he gets there, he goes in and Mary sits down and she is at his feet and she is listening to what Jesus is saying. And Martha instead, she's up serving and she's up fixing food and doing all of these other things. She looks over and she sees that Mary's not helping her. And so she beckons Jesus and tells Jesus that, "Do you see that Mary's," I'm just paraphrasing if you will, "that Mary's not helping me. Would you tell her to come and help me?" And Jesus said that, "Martha, you're careful and you're concerned about many things, but Mary has chosen that good part, that needful part, amen, and she's made a decision that that's not going to be taken from her." Other words, he was telling Martha that Mary has her priorities straight. That all of this stuff that you're worrying about can wait. But the word of God cannot wait. Only what you do for Christ is going to stand. All of this food and stuff that you're serving and making sure that the house is neat and these different things, amen. All of that's, those things are non-important. What's more, what's the most important thing is the things of God, hearing the word of God. And you know what I thought about as it being Christmas season? Christmas is one of the seasons where people can get their priorities all messed up, all mixed up. There are people that will, because it's the Christmas season, they will ignore their bills that they owe. They will ignore important things to go out and buy gifts, to go out and do things, go out and do, spend money in essence that they don't have. Why? Because they've missed the purpose of the season. You see, the season is not for you to go broke and neglect the things that you need to take care of. Amen. And that's just like life. You can just bring that out in just the aspects of people's lives. People neglect going to church. They neglect reading the word of God. They put God last. The golf course has become more important than God. The basketball games have become more important to God. Where are you going today? I'm going to see the Magic play. I'm not going to church today. I'm going to the golf course. I'm not going to church today. Amen. You see, these are people that have their priorities messed up. You see, God should always come first. There should always be a time that we set aside, amen, for God. And there should be nothing that should interfere that with that time for God. Look what it says in verse number 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the first thing that we should be seeking, is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You know, many people spend their whole lives seeking fame and fortune, seeking success, prosperity. But you know, and so they invest their time, their effort, their strength into seeking success, prosperity. Nothing wrong with being successful, but we should never neglect the things of God. The things of God should be our first priority. Why? Because the things of God are the most important things that we will ever invest in this life. It is the greatest value that we can ever achieve in this life. Because only what you do for Christ is going to stand. Only how you serve God is going to matter. When you go over to the book of Ecclesiastes, you'll hear the great man of God, Solomon. When he looked at everything that he had achieved and that he had accrued in life, he came to the conclusion that it's all vanity and vexation of spirit. Why? Because he understood that none of the things that we accrue in this life are we going to be able to take with us. All of these things in life that we accrue, they're going to pass away. And you know, he looked at that and he became discouraged. But there in the end of the books of Ecclesiastes, he figured it out. He said, here is the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandment. See, that's what life is all about. We have been placed here to serve God. And we ought to seek ye first the kingdom of God. If it takes me my whole life to find God, if it takes you your whole life to find God, your life would not have been in vain. We sing the song at church that serving the Lord will pay off after a while. It may not, it's going, you know what, it's going to pay off in this life as well as the next life. Jesus said that I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. He was talking about this life. You'll have the abundant life. But you know what? If you seek fame and fortune, prosperity and success at the neglect of the things of God, you might get those things. But when in the end, your life would have had no value. The Bible says, what should it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? If we gain the whole world, but yet we didn't get Jesus, our life was just a waste. So we've got to get our priorities straight. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What is he talking about? Go back up to verse number 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. Gentiles were those that basically didn't believe in God in that day. We are Gentiles, but we're brought in through our faith in Jesus Christ. We are spiritual children of Abraham and of Jesus. Hallelujah. But Gentiles in this sense were those people back in Jesus' day that didn't believe. They were not Jews. They didn't believe. They didn't know God. They were foreigners. But what they sought were things in this life, material things. Material things. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Hallelujah. How are we going to be clothed? And you know what? Much like that time, people have made this their top priority. They're concerned about the clothes they wear, concerned about the cars they drive, concerned about this and concerned about that. But are you concerned about your soul? You see, I got worried about my soul. You ought to be worried about your soul. Because we're going to spend eternity somewhere. We're going to spend it in heaven. Or some people are going to spend it in hell. The Bible says that hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Hell is renovating every day. People are going there. Why? Because they have their priorities mixed up. They were more concerned about what other people thought versus how the Lord saw them. You see, we have to be concerned about, is God pleased with the life we're living? Have we made him our priority? Have we made the things of God our priority? No better life than to spend a life in servitude to Jesus Christ. See, we've got to get to a point that God becomes our top priority. That's our number one goal. That's why Jesus was telling them, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about all of this other stuff, because you know what? God knows you need it. God knows you. He said that if you walk up right before him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But there's two things he's saying. That if we seek ye first the kingdom of God, he gonna automatically make sure that we're clothed. He gonna automatically make sure that we got something to drink. He's gonna automatically make sure that we got something to eat. But in addition, that if we make God our first priority, he gonna give us the desires of our heart. If our priorities are in the right place. But we've got so many people that are just like Martha. Their priorities are all mixed up. They're concerned about things that really don't matter. people could care less about. But in their minds, they think that people are concerned about this. You know, back before I knew Christ, now I know that we don't want to go outside and look crazy and hair all messed up and stuff. But back before I knew Christ, I wanted to make sure I looked good. Before I got saved and before I got married, I wanted to make sure that when I went to the store, I was GQ and I was concerned about somebody looking at me. But since I found Christ, hallelujah, I don't worry so much about what people think. I can throw on a hat, go outside. Why? Because I'm a married man. Why? Because I got God. Hallelujah. I'm not concerned about those things anymore. There are people, glory be to God, they will go out, they won't go outside until they look a certain way. Now, God don't want us to look crazy. Don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. But our concern should be, how does Jesus see us? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What I'm trying to say, I was concerned with myself. I was caught up in myself. I was my top priority. But now Jesus is my top priority. My family is my top priority. Hallelujah. Jesus being number one. And my family being number two. I'm somewhere down on the pole somewhere. But before I made myself number one. So many people, their priorities are based off of themselves. Glory be to God. But God wants us to know that he's got to be the top priority in our lives. Hallelujah. We've got to make him and the things that we do for him number one in our lives. Are you making him your priority today? Are you doing his will? Are you serving him? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We should set aside a time for God and let nothing come between that time. Set aside a time. Make God your priority. Put off the golf course. Say, I'm going to church today. Put off the ball game. I'm going to church today. I'm going to make God my top priority. Say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Meaning that if we make God number one, he's going to add everything that we desire, everything that we need. Glory be to God. He's going to give it to us if we make him our top priority. But I've heard it said that if we take care of God's house, he's going to take care of ours. See, God is not a man. God will never allow you to do more for him than he will do for you. If you sacrifice and make God your top priority, God will make you his top priority. And you know what? You say, well, how's that so? Well, what about that other person? Don't you know that God can do things for you and he can do for me? And make both of us his top priority. That's just the kind of God we serve. God, he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He knows all. We've got to make him our top priority. We've got to place him king of our lives. We should worship him, lift him up, not ourselves. The problem with the children of Israel was they worshiped other gods. They put other gods first. God, he's a jealous God. He wants to be first in our lives. We've got to seek him. Because you know what? That's the number one issue. That it don't get more important than your soul. Where you spend eternity, that should be your number one thought. Get that right. serve God. Make him first in your life. That's your number one thing on your plan for today. What am I doing to please God? That should be our number one priority. Live every day as if God, amen, know that God is watching you. And how can I best please God today? How can I be an example to somebody else that they will see the God in me? How can I serve God today? Hallelujah. That should be our number one priority. Not, I want to go to the golf course. Not that I'll put God later. I'll get to him after a while. I'll put him on the shelf, and then when I need him, I'll go and get him back. No, God should be the one that's directing our lives. Put everything else on the shelf. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. I'm just, amen. These things shall be added unto you. Everything that we need, if we put God first, will come. Amen. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next Tuesday at the same time. Amen. Make God your first priority. Amen. Until then, you be blessed and may the Spirit of the Lord be with you.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sang my youth.
Supply.